Welcome to another episode of Talk That Matters with your host, Deshaun Williams. I want to thank everyone as we get close on closing in on 6,300 total plays. And we're only 3 episodes in. So, what will this week's topic be about? This week's topic is actually about saying no. When to say no and how to say no. This is most definitely an episode that you want to listen to and that you do not want to miss, because everyone needs to know when to say no and everybody needs to know when no means no. So, we're going to look at this from a business aspect, as always. So with that being said, we'll be back after the break. Once again, this is Talk That Matters, and I'm your host, Deshaun Williams. And stick around, as you do not want to miss what we are about to talk about. Welcome back to Talk That Matters with your host, Deshaun Williams. And as I said before the break, we will be talking about no and what does it mean. So let's go ahead and jump into the topic. I'm not going to hold you too long today. We're just going to talk about what we're going to talk about. So let's go ahead and get started, shall we? So we all have the fear of rejection. We all fear the word no. No. So when the word no comes out of somebody's mouth, we feel like it's rejection. We feel like it's a failure. We feel like we have messed up, that there is no point of return. Correct? Correct. So what do? We go back and we hide. We cower between we put our tails between our legs and cowered off. So what do we need to do when we hear the word no? Actually, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this now. The word no is not a sign of failure. It is not a sign of disbelief. It is not a sign of a mess up. It is actually a sign of improvement. Because this is one thing that I can tell you. Not everybody is ever going to say yes to you. Not everybody is going to say they like what you do. There's going to be people that's going to say no. When you went through a relationship, did you get accepted by everybody that you asked out? No. I'm going to go ahead and tell you this now. I was so persistent to this one girl that I liked so much. Asked out 50-something times. And every time I got a no. Did I get upset? No. Did I learn from it? Yes. What have I learned from it? If you keep going for what you want in life, you will get even better than what you thought that you wanted. The Lord always provides. And it may not be on your time, but it will be on time. He's never late. So, when it comes to the word no, what does the word no actually mean? It means improvement. There is room for improvement. Because if everybody told you yes, what would you need to improve on? The answer would be absolutely nothing. So, why would you need improvement? If you get told yes to everything, then you must be perfect. And I can go ahead and tell you this now. Nobody on this earth is perfect. So, I know that you got rejection, but when do you say no? We're going to discuss that after this break. When do you say no? Because the thing about it is, when you say no, when you as a business person say no, you also mature. You also learn. You also get better in what you do. So when you say no, you learn a lot. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back. As I said, we're going to be talking about when you should say the word no. So, let's go ahead and jump into it because I'm not going to hold you long. We're just going to talk about what we're going to talk about, then we're going to get on. So, when do you say no? As a business person, you say no when the person comes up to you and they offer you something that does not pertain to you. Something that does not motivate you to keep going for your goals. You say that you want to achieve your goals and that you want to, how can I say this? Look towards goals for the next 3 to 5 years. Well, you can't be hanging out with people that only plan for Friday and Saturday night. You cannot hang with people that only want to do something on the weekend, because when you do so, you forget your goals. You forget your dreams. You cannot hang around people who constantly stir up drama. When somebody want to talk drama, you say no. When you have somebody that is interested in a relationship, but they are not interested in you achieving your goals or going for your dreams, you know what you say? You say no. The word no is an answer and a complete sentence in itself. There is no need for more explanation if somebody says no. No means no. It is not up for discussion. A lot of people don't realize that no, like I said, in itself is the end of a discussion. There is no explanation needed. So if you want to achieve your goals, you have to learn how to say no, because you're not always going to get the words yes. So somebody wants to come up to you and they want to party every weekend and you got goals, guess what your answer is? Your answer should be no. Somebody wants to date you, but they do not want to treat you like you are supposed to be treated, or they do not support your goals and your dreams, guess what? Your answer is no. You do not let somebody treat you like a black jelly bean in a bag, or like black licorice, because you are a full 5-star class dinner. You do not let people treat you any kind of way. Somebody think they can just walk in and out your life whenever they get ready? Guess what you tell them? No. You say no when it does not fit your way of living to achieve your goals, to achieve your dreams. But also, if you're in a relationship and you're currently in a relationship right now, and that person doesn't, and they're not supporting you now, guess what? Your answer to that relationship is no. 9 times out of 10, you should end it, because it's not going to go any further. You're always going to be butting heads. Also, you got friends that say that they support you, but when you ask them, they're like, so if I support you, what percentage do I get? No. Friends support to support, not to get a cut. I, as a businessman, I never come out and say, I'll support your business, but you got to give me a cut. No, it don't work that way. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Talk That Matters with your host, Deshaun Williams. This week has been very hectic, so I apologize for any mistakes that were made during this podcast. But also, I want to say we have officially hit 6,300 total plays, and we are pushing towards 6,400. The goal for this season is to hit 7,500 total plays. And as always, tune in next week for another episode of Talk That Matters. And if you're listening through Google Podcasts, drop a review. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, drop a review. Thank you very much. As always, I'm your host, Deshaun Williams. And if you would like to know more about me, you can find me on Instagram at DeshaunW__. That is DeshaunW, the letter W, and 2 underscores connected. And then you can also find me on the internet at www.DeshaunWilliamsIndustries.com. Once again, that is www.DeshaunWilliamsIndustries.com. www.thefreshmanpodcast.com. On the website, you can find where I do mentoring and coaching classes. And I also have a few upcoming events that I will be posting about on our Facebook page, which is Deshaun W. Once again, that is Deshaun W on Facebook. And you can follow us on Twitter. On Twitter at, once again, like I said, you can find us on Twitter at Deshaun Williams Industries LLC. The at is Deshaun W LLC. Once again, this is not goodbye, but this is until next time. With peace, love, inspiration, motivation, dedication. Like I said, inspiration, motivation, dedication. This is until next time.